She's a beauty, isn't she?
Philippe pats the steering console and beams at us. Megan and I both nod, trying to appear enthusiastic. It's hard, though. The captain's son has been droning on non-stop about the Calypso star and her state-of-the-art this and highly advanced that ever since our private tour started 2 hours ago.
She has a GPS navigator, of course,
he continues proudly.
But did you know that she also has 2 fiber-optic gyro compasses?
Beside me, Megan murmurs appreciatively. I stifle a yawn. Not that I really need to hide it. For one thing, Philippe is too busy dragging us across the room, the bridge, which is the proper name for the ship's control room, to view something called a maneuvering panel. For another thing, when he does manage to pry his eyes off his precious ship, the only one he's really noticing is Megan. Which shouldn't come as a surprise, after all. Lately, it seems I'm practically invisible to guys, except for Third, who doesn't count. It's not as if I'm desperately in love with Philippe, but it would be nice to think maybe he's just a little bit intrigued. I can't help it. When there's a cute boy around, I'd like to be noticed. Is that such a bad thing?
What I really want to know, though, is how someone so good-looking can be so incredibly dull.
Philippe is so gorgeous, I can hardly take my eyes off him. All that tousled dark hair, those smoky gray eyes and dimpled chin. He's a total knockout. Until he opens his mouth, that is.